Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're cool. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And so whether you're on the East Coast, Midwest, be in the South, the Northeast, pick a time zone. You could be everywhere and anywhere. North America, anywhere in Canada. You could be around the corner from me here on Peachtree Street. I don't care. I'm glad that you're here. You could be listening on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM 158. Got hundreds of CBS Sports Radio affiliates all over the country. And then if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody who's been locked into the show. We've had an opportunity to talk about Thursday night football, the Jacksonville Jaguars over the Saints, 31-24. What started off as an absolute you-know-what show of a game, an ugly one. Let me just leave it that way. 17-6, the Jags led at halftime. The Jaguars led 24-9 in the third quarter. Saints were able to get some touchdowns in the fourth, Taysom Hill, Michael Thomas. And then, man, they had an opportunity to tie the game on a touchdown, and Foster Moreau dropped the pass in the end zone. They got to pick him up off the sidelines because the guy is so distraught. It's like, okay, you missed potentially a game-tying touchdown. But did you see how the Saints played the rest of the game? They stunk. So we'll talk more about that game. We discussed earlier this evening as well, the Diamondbacks beating the Phillies, picking up a game. The Phillies, after scoring 10 runs in the last game, today they only score one. And so they don't go up 3-0 in the NLCS. The Diamondbacks pick up a victory, and the Phillies lead 2-1. And it was a walk-off. The Diamondbacks won the series on a walk-off. A matter of fact, let's hear it. This is Ketel Marte. Ketel Marte, he scored a single, or he hit a single. He sent Smith home, and this at least gave the Diamondbacks one victory here in the National League Championship Series. This is courtesy of the Diamondbacks Radio Network.
And the 0-1 pitch. Strike, base hit. Diamondbacks win. And to score, Smith. Marte gets his third hit of the ball game, and the Diamondbacks are alive and well in the National League Championship Series. They win Game 3. They come back home. They beat the Phillies 2-1 on a walk-off by Marte.
I think the Phillies are still going to win, but what do I know? And how about the late baseball game? The Houston Astros, they come back from an 0-2 hole. They tie the series 2-2. They do it tonight. Houston beats up on the Rangers 10-3. All right? Jose Abreu hits a three-run home run. Jose Altuve is 3 of 4 on the night. And a matter of fact, let's listen to the final call of the game. The Astros winning 10-3. This is from the Astros radio network.
The 0-1. Chopper left side. Bregman to his left coming in. Bobbles for a moment. Throws to first. Low. Scooped out by Abreu. And that is the ball game. This ALCS is all even at 2 games apiece after the Astros defeat the Rangers for a second straight day, winning game 4 by a final of 10-3.
Yeah, momentum is on the Astros' side now, isn't it? For the team that has gone to 7 straight American League Championship Series, how the hell could you count them out? And then they got Verlander on the mound tomorrow? Texas Rangers missed their shot, man. This is not to say that they're done. They're not done yet. But I think Houston is going to bounce back and win this and go to the World Series. Let's see if the Rangers can kind of go ahead and hit them back. I'll also tell you this. Their manager, Bruce Bochy, he's taken a page out of French Montana's book. Shout outs to the Bronx, New York. Bruce Bochy's like, okay, yeah, we blew an 0-2 series lead, but I ain't worried about nothing. Listen to Bruce Bochy.
Bruce, offense has obviously not been your problem over these past couple of games here. How confident do you feel when, you know, you're about to turn the page and give the ball to Jordan Montgomery and Nathan Eovaldi for the next couple of games?
Yeah, me always have confidence in them. We'll be facing good pitching, too. Guys did a good job getting back in it. We tied the game. We got their starter out. Their bullpen did a great job on us, and we just couldn't get back in it. We had some chances. A couple double plays there, really. Cut out some rallies. That hurt. Had some tough luck, buzzer luck in the fifth inning with some hard hit balls. And, you know, we keep battling. Hey, it's even. It's 2 out of 3 now.
He ain't worried about nothing. With the voice of God, Bruce Bochy. Hey, Shep, I need that. If something happens to me, just hit him up. I need him to narrate my life, okay?
Son, I'm still going with Morgan Freeman, JR. I think you're a little too high on Bruce Bochy's voice, man.
No, I put in a request for me, and you telling me.
Sorry.
How the hell you going to do? No. God forbid something happens. I ain't ask about Morgan Freeman. Get Bruce Bochy for me, okay?
Okay. I mean, okay. No argument. Got it.
Come on. You can't. I got a request here. You're like, no, JR. No, Shep.
It's your request. You're right. I apologize.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, continuing to roll on. We also, as I just told you, we had Thursday night football. The Jaguars beat up on the Saints. The Saints fight back. The Saints have a chance to ultimately tie the game, get closer, I should say, with a touchdown. And Foster Moreau drops the ball. Let's listen to that play. This is courtesy of the Saints radio network.
30 seconds, third and goal. Carr to throw. Does throw to the end zone, and that is incomplete. Right through the hands of Foster Moreau. Got two hands on it in the far corner of the end zone, but could not bring it in.
Yeah, that's a corner route. I mean, and that's maybe an inch too far, but I don't know if you can throw it any better. I mean, that's one you got to come up with. It's just one you got to make.
Yeah, one you got to make, one he didn't. And then Derek Carr tried to get another pass over to Olave. It did not work out. Jacksonville Jaguars got the ball back, and they were just like, all right, we taking a knee, we going home. That was the end of the game. The final score, 31-24. The Jaguars now have a record of 4-2. They are rolling. They are off to the races. 5-2 after tonight's victory. That's 4 victories in a row for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And every single one of those victories has come on the road. Yeah, I'm including London. They beat the Falcons. They beat the Buffalo Bills. They beat the Indianapolis Colts. And now, damn it, they beat the Saints. Good for them. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. The Saints can't get out of their damn way. They put up all these yards. They can't score. They can't take advantage of turnovers. They have 31 more offensive plays than the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they still stunk. Derek Carr, after the game, said, you know what? I got to do a better job composing myself, being a leader for the offense. Listen to Derek Carr sound introspective and emotional.
I've been showing my emotion a little bit too much on my sleeve, you know, like, I kind of got to chill out, you know, and that's me holding myself accountable because that's not going to help anything. And so just try and be a calming influence in those moments, especially when it's been a couple of times it's happened, that heightened frustration. I could do a better job as a leader to calm everybody down.
Oh, okay. I just feel bad, man. I feel bad for my Saints fans. I know my Falcons fans here in Georgia, they don't care. They're glad that the Saints are suffering, but I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I'm not talking about this season. I'm talking about as an overall. Derek Carr is good, but that's not good enough to be competitive. That's not good enough to roll for and try to compete for a Super Bowl. And I think the Saints are just as they are. They're going to be running in place until they find that next legitimate franchise QB. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they got their guy. But the Saints, come on, Derek Carr is taking up temporary space in a Saints uniform. Alvin Kamara, he spoke after the game as well, and he's just like, man, we got some work to do.
We're finding it hard to start fast. I think we're finding it hard to maintain, to execute sometimes, and I think we're finding it hard to finish. And that's kind of like the – that's like the glaring and reoccurring reoccurring themes.
Yeah. I mean, the game is played in two halves. It's played in four quarters. You can't just wake up at the end and say, oh, well, it's time to go ahead and turn things on. They were missing opportunities from the get-go, man. Inconsistency. The defense, which has been pretty damn good for the majority of the season today, they go ahead and drop the ball. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I mean, even Foye Oluokun, he was able to pick up a tip pass and take it in for a touchdown. So the Jacksonville Jaguars just continuing to have their own defense improve, especially when it comes to the turnover battle week to week. Let's go to Houston, Texas right now and talk to D. Walker. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, D?
Hey, what's going on, JR, man? It's Walker, man. I'm out here in Houston on the night shift. I'm a police officer, man. I usually listen to you when I get a chance to. Originally from Louisiana. I'm a Saints fan. Man, we need to find the next quarterback. Like you said, man, it's been a struggle ever since Drew Brees left. And well, I mean, we should have been got prepared. We knew he was going to retire, and we just haven't shook back yet. So we still soul searching. Hopefully, we can get it together before it gets too late. But man, Derek Carr, he has to. I mean, the timing has been off all season. I can understand the first couple games, but it's been off, man. He's been high. He's been low. It seems like the receivers are kind of giving up. I saw Chris Olave stop on the route. He's just not there. The chemistry is not there with the team yet. Maybe got to take a little time before you get there, and maybe he has to gel with the receivers a little bit more. But the timing is off, and he don't have the respect from the receivers right now. So that's why.
Well, first of all, shout outs to you for being an officer and what you're doing out in Houston. Shout outs to everybody listening on the loop. Has this not been what Derek Carr has been throughout his entire career? I mean, that's what he is, and it's not going to change as he gets older, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, it is a spade. Look, this year of his contract is guaranteed. Next year of his contract is guaranteed. Do I think the Saints are going to fall that far into the toilet where they're going to be able to go ahead and draft a high replacement? Probably not, but I think if they finish in the middle of the pack, they're going to have an opportunity to finally maybe bring somebody on to draft them. And then I have to think about whether or not you want Dennis Allen kind of leading them into the future. So, as I said, I think things are going to get worse before they get better for the Saints. And, look, they ain't no Super Bowl coming. And when it comes to the NFL, you're either progressing towards a Super Bowl or you're kind of falling down. And
right.
The Saints, let's be real, they ain't trending upward.
Jared, can I ask you and Walker a question?
Yeah, go ahead,
Sean. Because I'm curious. Walker seems very well informed, as are you, JR, with the Saints. What am I missing here? Like, they have a quarterback right now. You guys both know who I'm talking about. He's the number one overall former pick. Jameis Winston was 5-2 at one point. He gets hurt in week 8, was never quite the same after 2021. I understand they signed Carr and the contract situation is guaranteed for both years. But you can't tell me they wouldn't do better right now with Jameis Winston. What am I missing here?
And actually, when he got hurt, when he went down, it was 5-2. He was actually trending upward.
Right.
We was 5-2 when he got hurt.
Yeah. I think at this point in time, I don't know from an – if I got to think about just increments and levels, I don't know how much further Jameis Winston takes you. You could say he could be better. He could be back out there onto the field, and he could be throwing interceptions. Do I think he's as bad as what people might think he was at the end of Tampa Bay? I think, unfortunately, he got piled on when he led the world in interceptions. I don't think he's that guy anymore. But I don't think he's that much better. And so this is just what it boils down to. Derek Carr is a more proven commodity. And that's why they decided to give him the bag, and they told Jameis, hey, you got to sit around as a backup. Are we going to see Jameis later on in the season? I don't know. I have no idea. But I think if you were to pull the rug underneath Derek Carr at this point in time, I think it would send a bad message to the team. I mean, we got a Derek Carr who's sitting around in the post-game press conference, not just tonight, but this past Sunday as well, saying, hey, I need to control my emotions better. You do not need this dude stewing on the sidelines. I get it. He's a grown man. He's getting a paycheck. I just don't think it's you're bringing on someone who's going to be so much better.
Right. You know what I want to see? I want to see the Saints draft a quarterback, a franchise-like quarterback. Like the Texans did the last two, where they got Stroud, and Watson when they drafted him, he was a franchise quarterback if he wanted to do what he did. But he was he's a franchise quarterback.
Well, I think they're going to have that opportunity this year. It's just a matter of where they finish. Are the Saints – do I think they're going to be in the absolute cellar? No, I don't think so. I think they'll be closer to 500. We know there's no flat even 500 with the 17. Or they're going to be just below it. I think that's what it is. This is what they were last year. I'm expecting the same thing. What are they going to win, 7-8 games?
Right. I agree.
All right. Well, you be safe out there, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, dear. I appreciate you.
No doubt about it. Shout-outs to Officer Walker for calling from Houston. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Richard is calling from Riverside in Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing? Am I coming in loud and clear tonight?
Man, yeah. What phone service you got?
Oh, I've got a cell phone. It kind of works and it doesn't work. But as long
as
you
working
can hear
tonight,
me,
who you pay your bill?
I pay T-Mobile.
Oh wow! What a shock! Let's enjoy it before you cut out. Go ahead.
Well, I really enjoy your show. I've been chiming into you for about a couple of months now. In the middle of the night, almost. I really enjoy it. I tell you what, basketball was my sport, but I tune into baseball about this time of the year, and I tell you, and you're probably going to agree with me, this Houston team, I was kind of shocked they went down 2-0, but now that they've tied it up, many years ago, they had a Yankee lineup. Remember they called them the Murderer's Row? Kind of seems like this is what Houston has. They've got two guys that they just can't figure out how to get out, Altuve and Alvarez, and they've got five other big bats backing them up and trying to beat Verlander and I forget the main starter's name. It's going to be a pretty tough nut to crack. I think Houston's going to take it. Do you?
Yeah, I think momentum is certainly on their side right now. I know Texas, if you want to go ahead and take a look at their pitchers as well. Nathan Eovaldi, I know you said you've just started to watch baseball, or you just picked up in the postseason?
The postseason is when I really chime in.
Yeah, it's crazy when you when you think back, and you can look this up, this might be some fun reading throughout the course of the day tomorrow. Take a look at the Rangers roster construction. They've been able to sign guys and also trade for dudes. I don't want to call them rejects, but these are almost all-star caliber players from other teams that they gave big contracts to or they just brought on. Nathan Eovaldi, as he's gotten older in his career, he's turned into an all-star caliber pitcher. It's not how he started his career. And then you have someone like Jordan Montgomery, who used to pitch for the New York Yankees. The Yankees send him to the Cardinals because the Yankees are like, we have enough pitching. And Jordan Montgomery is here just trying to pitch the Rangers into the World Series. So we can look at what Verlander will do on the mound tomorrow. This series is going to be fun. But, yeah, I'd give the edge to Houston, man. Enjoy the rest of it. It should be fun, okay?
Well, I appreciate the time, and I'll continue to listen. I like Bruce Bochy. I'm from the Bay Area, so he got a three World Series with the Giants. You got to like him. So, he's a pretty good manager sitting there on the bench. And, I guess his mindset is he made it plain. We got to pitch and we got to hit, and it's as simple as that. We'll see. Yep. Thanks for the time.
No doubt about it, Richard. Thank you. Call back anytime. Yeah, Bruce Bochy said he ain't worried about nothing. Like, I'm not worried about nothing. So we'll go out there, we'll play the games, and keep it rolling. Simple as that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations to the Jacksonville Jaguars, a record of 5-2. They ain't been this good since 2007. Let's see how far they can go. Maybe they'll meet the Chiefs again in the postseason. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We'll hear from Trevor Lawrence on the other side of the break. This is someone who ran around with a bum knee all week since that victory against the Colts. And somehow, some way, he rushes for almost 60 yards, throws for a game-winning touchdown. Trevor Lawrence, the Jags, they are hot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love your show. Love listening to you on a regular basis.
Thanks for taking my call, man. I really like your show, dog. It's a great show that we listen to up here whenever we get the chance.
Man, let me say, I love your show, man. I live in Brookhaven, Georgia, right? And I'm a truck driver. You make my night every night that you're on the air. I want to say that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We ended up with some, we had a good night of games. It looked like it was going to be the you-know-what. I'm like, man, I got to talk about the Saints and the Jags. Jaguars were smacking them around 17-6, and then it was 24-9. And I sat here on air, and I'm like, oh, Saints fans deserve better. And then the Saints got back into the game, and then the tight end dropped like a potential game-winning touchdown. It was still bad, man. But the Jags, man, they've turned things around. 5-2. They have their franchise QB. They got Pittsburgh coming up next. You never know what the Steelers are going to do at this stage. So take it with a grain of salt. But I said this already. I think Jacksonville is going to go ahead and win the AFC South. We saw what they did in the postseason last year. No reason that they don't continue to build on what they've been able to do. The defense is certainly improved. 855-212-4CBS. Trevor Lawrence, he spoke to Amazon. This sounds so crazy. You talk about streaming. Yeah, Amazon streams Thursday Night Football. And Trevor Lawrence, he talked about why they're winning right now, why they are on this winning streak.
Just belief throughout the whole team, from ownership all the way down to every player on the team and staff and support staff. I think that's what you're seeing, and the confidence that we're playing with and believing in one another. We got the right guys. We got a locker room full of great guys that they're not selfish. They play for each other. And I think you see that. And when we come together, it's special. You know, regardless of the circumstances, we're going to rally and find a way. And we've created that belief. So it's a cool thing to be a part of.
I wonder if we reach a point in time where the Jaguars are good over an extended period of time. And after, especially they have the stadium renovation. I wonder if people start making more of a fuss about, hey, stop sending games over to London. And I get it. Great marketing. There's an opportunity for the Jags to be, quote unquote, London's team. But isn't there going to come a point in time if the Jags are real good where people are like, stop it. We want the games here. Stop sending them over there. We'll find out sooner than later. It'd be nice if they had just prolonged success. 855-212-4CBS. We got Big C calling from here in Atlanta. What's up, C?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm excellent. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I've been out of town for a couple of weeks up in New York, but I'm back. So
okay.
I'm glad to hear your show. I mean, I was up there trying to listen. They got some nice little radio stations, but hey, man. I mean, nothing like listening to you, man.
Okay, well, thank you. I think I might work for the station you're referring to, but thank you. Well, what's on your mind?
Well, okay, look. We were talking about the Saints quarterback, and we were talking about Jacksonville quarterback, and they come back and all this. The Saints quarterback, yeah, you already mentioned it. He threw a pass that was a touchdown, and they should have tied the game up. So, I mean, you know, I give him courage for coming back when they looked so bad for three quarters. It seemed like they was dead to go. And but now this is the thing I'm looking at. I know you got a lot of Saints fans, but see, I live here in Atlanta, so it's been a terrible week for me. I mean, a terrible week. For one, the Braves got knocked out within the last week. The Hawks, the Falcons look terrible. And the Georgia laws, they're a high trophy candidate. But my point I want to say is, I mean, you're talking about the situation at quarterback with the Saints. My issue is, I got a problem, and I'm going to come out and say it. I got a problem with the Falcons quarterback. I mean, I really got a problem with him because I just don't see that. Okay, I'll put it like this. Even quarterbacks rookie year, I know this guy's second year, but he only played four games. Even great quarterback rookie, I ain't say he got to be great, but very good.
Yeah.
They give you that it factor.
See,
hey, did you see that throw? Did you see that run?
Yeah.
Let me
save you some time here, Big C,
because
we could talk about this for 30 minutes. And I know you – hey, Shep, Big C is what is he, an aerophysicist? He's one of them smart – what does he do again?
No, I'm a avionics engineer.
Excuse me.
And I'm a call – you gave me a number to call you, man. And you was right about my wife. We looked at – I was saying, damn. I said, why you say he didn't call? That made me look so bad.
Oh, your wife didn't think I called you, right? You showed her I called you?
Well, she checked it earlier before you called and – and, you know, she jumped to conclusion. I said, yes, he did.
I'm a man of my word. Call me next week and we could go do lunch. But anyway, let me get this out the way. Hold on. You're so smart. Hold on. By the way, I'm not going to talk to you like this at lunch. This is, I got to do this at work. Listen.
Appreciate you, buddy. Appreciate
you're welcome. We know Ritter is not the guy. We don't have to have no more conversation about it. People can argue about it locally on 92.9 The Game. He ain't the guy. We could just leave it there. The Falcons have everything they need right now except for a QB. And so they're going to have to go through the wash about that. Hey, Big C, I got to move on. Call me next week, okay? And let's figure out when we can eat.
I can't wait, man, to go with a lot of stuff. Hey, I love people like you just talking to you. Okay, I will.
Thank you, bro. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. No problem. Hey, Shep, I had to make it clear. People are like, JR's going to sit down with this guy. He's going to tell this guy, no, I'm not. Like, I got to keep things rolling.
No, just very quickly. Like, when you got callers trying to get on every single second from all over the country, like, it's tough to kind of have a really long-standing, genuine conversation. You're nothing like that in terms of, like, having to wrap it up off the air.
Oh yeah, nah.
Yeah, you're a lot. You're a lot more relaxed.
I sit down with him and
chill.
Eat. He gonna do most. I'm fine with it. I gotta talk all night.
I think you should put something on social media for the record.
What is it?
Like Big C's philosophy of life, like how he became an engineer, like something. I think it'd be fascinating to watch or listen to.
I don't even know what the hell he just told me. Said he's an aerophysicist. What?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean, he might as well be a Rhodes Scholar.
He might be.
Mean,
between last night's show and him, so what? Let's go here. We just spoke to Big C, aerophysicist, something or another, right?
Yep.
We had a caller last night. This guy is a studying to be an overnight surgeon. I don't know what the fancy
emergency room surgeon. He was an ER surgeon.
He's on his way to doing that. And then we had somebody else as a Army engineer, Army Corps, something, helicopter engineer?
Correct. I'm not surprised, JR. Two reasons. One, your show is an engaging show, so it invites people to want to have opinions and want to have an intellectual conversation. But the second reason is talk radio is the most educated audience of any single entertaining platform. Yeah, talk radio is the most educated audience.
Yeah, people don't know that, but it's actually true. That's no BS that Shep is sharing. It actually is. That doesn't mean that there's no stupid people out there listening. Well, not by any stretch.
Well, you know, I mean, I am a little stupid sometimes, but for the most part, people that tune in are pretty good. So,
well, me, you, and Marco. I mean, in comparison, if we had to do a Mensa test,
right?
In comparison to the three dudes I just mentioned, we losing that one. Okay. Marco, did you just hear that Big C from Atlanta?
I caught a few of the words, but I'm in that stupid category, so I'm in the minority here. So yeah.
Yeah, you put me, you, and Shep in a room with the aerophysicist, the emergency room doctor, and the what's the other guy? The helicopter engineer?
Yeah, he was an Army helicopter engineer, right?
Listen, I'm going back to how many elements did we have in the 1860s?
Oh, wait. I remember from last night. Wait.
Yeah.
113 elements.
Close. Very close.
112?
Now you're getting south.
How many elements?
118. So for three of us...
told me last night. I forgot already.
No. But JR, but it's not something that we use in our everyday vernacular or our everyday life. So for the three of us to break down and dissect the periodic table and atomic weight and all kinds of like pluton and hydrogen and oxygen and all the elements that go with scientific theory that we were able to all come up with as much as we did is pretty impressive considering we do nothing science related. What's that?
Break down?
I thought we broke it down pretty well.
I don't remember breaking anything down. I don't remember doing that.
I know how to break down water. H2O. Is that breaking down or adding? What would that be?
Okay, well, what's the number one element in the periodic table? What's number one?
Hydrogen.
Yeah.
We established that last night.
What's number two?
You said it was helium.
And helium is also what? What is the scientific code?
What, H-E?
Yes, H-E. So how many people would be able to do that on any typical radio show across the country right now? Not many.
I will throw in, did you notice how many question marks were at the end of everything that J&R and I said?
Like, H? What comes after I? I don't know, J?
It just shows that you guys are inquisitive and don't think you know everything. That's all the question mark signals to me.
We can go back to that conversation I had with that guy in Houston. I don't know everything. I don't need to get everything right. Listen, I'm just here to have a good time. That's it. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls. There's going to be a pop quiz on the other side of the break. We're going to hear from Dusty Baker as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to start off by saying you're one of the best in the game, man. I really enjoy listening to your show.
I love the show. I discovered it last year when there was actually no sports going on, and I'm loving it ever since.
I genuinely love your show. Your takes are great. I may not agree with all of them, but they're on point.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
damn it, I remember that. That was a crazy time. It's like, hey, JR, boom, you want a national show? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? And then, boom, the next thing you know is COVID. There's no sports. I'm like, okay, talk about The Last Dance for 3 months. Anyway, I'm glad we ain't there no more. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go through a summation of the night before I pick up the phone calls and before Shep turns my microphone off and tells me to get the hell out of here. Here's the deal. Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Saints 31-24. Earlier tonight, or earlier in the day, I should say, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they won a game against the Phillies. They beat the Phillies 2-1, a walk-off single by Ketel Marte. And instead of the Phillies being up 3-0, the Phillies lead the series 2-1. Now, also the game from tonight between the Astros beat the living hell out of the Rangers in Arlington. The final score in that game, 10-3. Now, if you got to think about the Houston Astros playing in Arlington at Globe Life Field, over the last 6 games, they have scored 10-plus runs 5 times. Okay, they have scored 68 runs in the last 6 games. That's ridiculous. They might as well leave Houston and just play out the rest of the year, the rest of the season, even if they go to the World Series. Just play in Arlington. It's really that simple. Dusty Baker spoke after the game about why they are so damn good in North Texas.
I don't know, man. I mean, they keep asking me that same question. I got the same answer. I don't know. I know our guys, you know, see the ball well here, and, you know, the ball carries here. I mean, I think it carries better here, even though the dimensions are probably larger here than in our ballpark. And, you know, just some ballparks you like hitting in and some ballparks you don't.
Yeah, ain't no answer. Some things are just weird. That's how it goes. Enron Field. I remember when that place opened. I think they still got that train out there, too. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to call every stadium by its old name. Hey, Lynn is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR, I'm excited because whenever I can get in, it's worth it, man. Worth the wait. Love you guys. You and Shep, you got a real one there with Shep as a producer. Also, you done caused me to change my job title to Emergency Ice Cream Astronaut, a.k.a. / truck driver.
Oh, man. Well, listen, man, we all got – I could be a supreme sports orator if I want to be, you know?
Yeah, sure.
What's
hey,
up?
Let's get down to business. Trevor Lawrence, he's awesome, and I love the coach. That guy knows how to get the best out of people.
Yeah, Doug.
And I wanted to ask you, JR, what's your Mount Rushmore of all-time top 5 for NBA? I always wondered that because I never heard say that.
You just asked me for my – well, you know I do top 6, Lynn, right?
Oh, yeah. You do the list of the top 6 of
everything. You're asking me – so I've never sat down and done a top 5, top 6 NBA players of all time.
Okay.
In no particular order. Well, at least maybe one. Just throw Michael Jordan at one. You know,
that's
go ahead
obvious.
and throw LeBron in there. I'd put Magic.
You put him in there? Okay.
Who? Mm-hmm. LeBron?
Well, you know what? Out of respect, I'm asking you your 5. I got my opinion. I need to leave you alone. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
When you play at the level that he has for 20-plus years, when you are the complete basketball player that he is for 20-plus years, when you think about the accolades, the stats, the numbers for 20 years, come on. I can start throwing around Bird and Magic and Kareem, and you could throw Kobe in there if you want to. We can get into the Oscar Robertsons of the world. It don't matter. But we can't crap on LeBron for being one of the best basketball players that the NBA's ever seen. We can't do that.
I appreciate you saying it. I love you for that.
All right. Well, thank you, Lynn. Appreciate you, man.
You're the best, JR, man. I appreciate
best.
You guys taking my call, and I'm out here. Yeah. As usual, working, delivering this ice cream, but I always want to hear you guys, man.
Well, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Keep that truck cold, okay?
Yes, sir. You better believe it.
All right. Thank you, Lynn,
for
calling from San Diego.
Y'all
no doubt. Maybe one day I'll do a top 6 list NBA players. Maybe we'll do that. I know next week we got to do a top six list of the top six NBA teams. So we got some things to do. The NBA season right around the corner. Eric is calling from Jacksonville. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. What's up, man? Thanks for taking the call. How's your night going?
I'm great, man. I want to make sure that you get your point in as we're getting close. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to say, man, they always say defense wins championships, and everyone's talking about the offense coming into this year for the Jags. But the defense has been balling. Like, yeah, they gave up 24 tonight, but if you look at the stats, it looks like a defensive struggle. Jags are 2 of 11. The Saints were 3 of 18 or 3 of 15 on third down. And obviously we got the goal line stop to win the game. And, man, I just want to say, like, the Jags are about to come for the NFL. Like, y'all got to stop disrespecting the Jags, put them on national television every weekend.
Let's slow down here. They got to win some things, okay? Let them keep on winning, and we'll see the Jags, all right?
Yes, sir. Trevor's going to be the truth.
Okay. Well, thank you, Eric, for calling from Jacksonville. Big Travis, you got to go fast.
Great thing about you, young man, because I know you young, I want you one thing. You are all respected for a man like me who's in your business is years against you. I want to tell you one thing, my man. What happened tonight in that football game, I was about the JMU versus Marshall game. And that game tonight that happened in the NFL, respect. No question. My question to you, my brother, is now we're going to the NBA soon. Do you think Victor Wembanyama is going to be a top 10 player in the NBA next year?
You mean this upcoming season?
Yes, sir.
Top 10, probably not, but I think he's going to absolutely show flashes that he can be. If you look at what he's been able to do in the preseason, and I don't care what level of players he's going up against,
yes, sir.
The fluidity that he shows, the athleticism, the length, actually seeing him move around with his body, is it going to take one guy to fall into his leg and change, you know, anything? Hopefully not, but it's always a possibility. He looks like he is going to be a problem when he is he's like a baby deer right now, and he's like a baby deer that's like running full speed. So I'm afraid of what this dude is going to look like. If he is healthy, he is going to be a major problem. Travis, I appreciate you.
Hey, find me Big Travis on Always Been on Black on Facebook. Much love, bro.
Okay, well, thank you. I don't know what he just said, but I don't think anybody's going to look him up on Facebook. I don't know what he said. Anyway, I'm going to be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you for the kind words, though, but nobody's going to look for your Facebook. Look, we're going to talk about the NFL. We're going to talk about college. Tomorrow's Friday. I'm here for a good time. Thank you, Shep. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. And we're going to talk baseball, too. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. But Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. She's awesome. She is. Thank you, Shep.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.
Well, shopping for a car?
Yep, Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.